This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free. That is the toll-free call-in number where you can join us. The us is me, Daryl,
Heather, and my dog,
and Chris without a dog.
And for some reason, Heather is wearing her sunglasses inside.
I felt like it, you know.
She wears them at night, too.
Yeah. So we have some very interesting articles that have been brought in, and we're going to start with one that you brought in, Chris.
I did.
Where I'm going to change the headline here to say, clickbait gets people to read things.
See? We'll see if it gets people to listen.
Yeah, exactly. We do that all the time. We throw out like a little tease before a story to try to get people interested.
I try to do that using my Instagram.
The tease that we throw out beforehand is actually related directly to the article and the content. The headline here is
as
a little deceiving.
The headline is
deceiving.
I think we'll just have to leave that up to our viewers, our listeners, to decide.
I will read the headline, and then, Chris, you get into the story, and then I will point out where the headline is wrong. Headline, study says you literally can't even pay people to read opinions they disagree with.
No.
Okay, now I see where you're going with this.
Uh-huh.
You literally can't pay people to read an opinion they disagree with, is the headline.
All right, and this does come to us from Reason.com, and this is an article by Robbie Suave. I normally don't always say the name of the person who wrote it, but that one just sounded so fun.
Wait, what is it again?
Robbie Suave.
I wonder if he's related to Rico.
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it, but it's S-O-A-V-E, and it just...
Probably not Suave.
But I'm going to call him Robbie Suave.
But do you remember Rico Suave?
I do.
The musician Heather is way too young to remember Rico Suave.
You know what? Exactly. I know who George Washington was.
Oh. Well, you skipped
George Washington fails the Washington test. We don't even know if George Washington was real.
All right, so let's get into this. This again, as Daryl pointed out and took issue with, the title is Study, You Literally Can't Even Pay People to Read Opinions They Disagree With. People are so conditioned to avoid contrary viewpoints that they will actually forego an opportunity to win more money if it requires them to read something which they disagree.
So even in the first sentence, the article disagrees with the headline.
Yes, I see where you're going. So the headline indicates
people
pay
an opportunity. You could win X, or you could win something less than X.
That's kind of funny because a friend of mine actually took part in a debate on a website called Callout, Q-A-L-L-O-U-T. Mm-hmm. So right now there's a competition. You can register up until for like a few more days. You can win $1,500 and you take part in an online debate tournament.
I've heard something about this.
It eliminates the echo chamber, right? So if you have a view or a position, if you're, you know, pro-life, or if you're, you know, anti-government or whatever the case is, no matter what it is, you can go on this website and debate people and win money.
So how do they choose the topics? They're submitted, I assume?
I did the first tournament, and I actually won $100 out of it. It was a smaller tournament. The prize is bigger this time. Yeah, I won $100. And
nice. You're mm-hmm. buying.
What?
You're buying.
anyway, so...
Change the subject.
You
go ahead.
They have like a list, like a survey, and you select a bunch of the topics, and you put what you agree, strongly disagree, like... or whatever, and there's like a whole bunch of these different topics, and then they pair you with people that oppose your topic. And I think in the beginning, I don't know if it's going to be the same this time around, but the first tournament, people would vote, right? So you'd share with your friends. So in a sense, you know, there is that voting, but the final round, there's judges.
Okay.
And they have to judge you based on your content. You know what I mean?
You know, one thing that I really liked when I was in high school, I was on the debate team, and they would just tell you what the resolution statement was, and you had to prepare both pro and con, and you didn't know what side you were arguing until competition day.
See, now that's great. And that... And
that's how
like
you
this.
Actually learn debating skills.
Exactly. If I can't make, if you and I are debating, if I cannot make your points as well as I can make them for myself, then I've lost already.
Right.
You know, I should know that. I should be able to anticipate. I'm going to check out that website, and maybe Daryl could put that in the
I shared a link. You could sign up. You could go, and if you have like a little webcam or something,
I haven't checked every link I've been sent, but I will.
Let's get back to the clickbait from Reason.
Jeez.
About where they're claiming you literally can't pay people to read an opinion they disagree with, and then the first sentence they say people were given an opportunity to win money.
Right. You
which
literally can't get people to wager to read, to win more money to read something they disagree with. Okay. So let's forget all that, and we're just going to talk about the study. How about that?
Yeah, let's talk about the study.
All right. And we're going to repeat that because it was like 45 minutes ago when we started this story. People are so conditioned to avoid contrary viewpoints that they will actually forego an opportunity to win more money if it requires them to read something with which they disagree. That, according to a fascinating and deeply depressing study in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. The study gave participants two options. They could read an article about same-sex marriage that matched their own perspective, or they could read an article about same-sex marriage that contradicted their view on the subject. They were told that if they selected the article with which they disagreed, they would be entered in a drawing to win $10. But if they selected the more comforting, self-affirming article, they would only stand to win $7.
So basically what this study did, and I'm going to give my summary here, the study basically said people would rather read something they agree with than read something they disagree with. Confirmation bias is
that
real, is basically what this study is winding up saying. Now, the interesting thing, and I don't know if this article gets into it, but I did pull up the abstract from the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology because I'm not paying $36 to read the entire study, but the abstract has some really interesting information. So let's continue with the Reason article, and then I'll jump into the abstract just a bit.
Sure. You'd think everyone would want to win more money, right? Wrote Vox's Brian Resnick.
It was only $3.
Well, still. In his write-up of the study, Resnick is right. I did think that. As it turns out, a solid majority of participants, a whopping 63%, would rather read the article they already agree with, even if it meant winning less money.
And again, so as Heather pointed out, it's only $3. And again, this is a little bit of sort of that instant gratification of you can have one marshmallow now, or if you wait 10 minutes, you can have two marshmallows.
Well,
and there's a large number of people that are like, you know what, just go ahead and give me that one marshmallow now.
Right, but assuming that the articles weren't vastly different in length, it would have taken the same time probably. I'm making my own assumptions
right,
here,
but again,
approximately the same amount of time to read one or the other.
I wonder what the difference would be if instead of a $3 difference, it were a 10 times the money difference.
$1,000.
You could win $10 for reading this article that you agree with, or you could win $100.
$3 is only going to get you a gallon
other.
Of milk.
Right, but I think what we're looking at, and of course as the numbers go up, the lure is going to be greater to read something. But really, why? You know what I mean? If I'm reading subject, I try to read stuff that I disagree with. I know I feel. I know my arguments.
You're not the average person.
Well, thanks, Daryl.
You are not the average person.
I'm not Joe Planner.
That's what this is. They're talking here about, you know, the average person.
Agreed.
And we'll delve into this a little bit more. And also your calls and your thoughts. And then what's in this abstract that I find so very fascinating? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD. Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a study. A study that found that a certain number of people, and we'll tell you what that percentage is momentarily, but a certain number of people a very large number of people wound up not wanting to take a chance to win three extra dollars by reading something they did not agree with. We'll delve into this a little bit more. But maybe you want to start your own website or your own blog, but you've not yet been able to put that idea into action. Well, you're in luck because HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they're offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL.
So we'll get back into the story, talking about the study that was in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology. And Daryl's going to pop in here and talk a little bit about the abstract, about what the paper actually says. And where we left off, basically it was this. The study was that if you would read something you would agree with on a subject, say it's same-sex marriage, as the example that they gave, and it agreed with your viewpoint, they would let you enter a contest to win $7.
$7! You could possibly buy lunch!
Exactly. And if you would read a article that was the opposing opinion, something you disagreed with, then you would be entered into a drawing to win $10.
You could possibly buy lunch and biggie sizes!
Exactly. So that was it. And it was just, you know, basically to see if people would read something that they would normally disagree with for an extra $3. One of the study's authors, Matt Motyle, described this phenomenon as, quote, motivated ignorance, unquote, in an interview with Vox.
So what was the percent? You skipped that sentence.
Oh,
that
I
gives
shouldn't
us
really
the
did.
Percentage.
Well, let's just rewind that a little bit. As it turns out, a solid majority of participants, a whopping 63%, would rather read the article that they already agreed with, even if it meant winning less money.
So basically, this just proves that, you know, people are willing to read things they agree with, i.e. confirmation bias.
Right. More so than they want
to
read.
I just want
things.
To read, you know, sort of like buff up my arguments a little bit more, read things that
right.
make me comfortable.
Right. So I'm going to watch MSNBC or I'm going to watch Fox News, and that's not going to be it. And I think we see that every day. Participants were misinformed about the other side's arguments and determined to remain that way. The emotional comfort that they would lose by being exposed to contrary information was worth more to them than the, it says $4, but it's $3.
So let's jump over to...
Do you think that's actually, like, the case? Do you think it was really, like, it came down to that?
God, I don't disagree with this study at all.
I
see it every day. This is... Yeah. Affirmation of the echo chamber that most people have found themselves in. No,
right.
Nobody steps outside of that.
Yeah, I find that a lot amongst libertarians.
That's why I said earlier it would be interesting to see if the difference was larger than $3. So you could win $100 by reading this thing you disagree with. Would the percentage have been the same?
I'm going to assume yes. No. Excuse me. I'm going to assume no. I think you're going to get to a point where you couldn't pay me to read that. Well, yeah. Turns out you can pay me to read that garbage.
Right. And
yeah.
You know, we talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago where there was the study about, you know, certain quote unquote millennials not wanting to take certain jobs even at $100,000.
Right.
So the abstract, and this is very interesting. They say, although previous researchers found that political conservatives may be more prone to selective exposure than some liberals, we found similar selective exposure motives on the political left and across the right on a variety of issues. So they, the study here is saying, yeah, it makes no difference if you're conservative or liberal.
Right.
You want that selective exposure. And that's the term I was looking for, not confirmation bias.
Right.
Confirmation bias is when you read something that you agree with and you're like, yep, see, I told you because this guy said that thing that time. Selective exposure. Again, 63% of people. And again, they said this was consistent across both the left and the right.
Right.
And it wasn't just the same-sex marriage. They also had the same offer on elections, marijuana, climate change, guns, and abortion.
Right.
So across the 6 different issues,
which I think are fairly
consistently, 63% of people would rather read the thing they agreed
they
with.
They agree with, and that's it. This has consequences for a democratic society, since it suggests that people do not tend to remain open to the best arguments for or against a certain policy. They willfully close their minds because receiving contrary information is psychologically painful. Of course, libertarian thinkers like Brian Kaplan and Ilya Sommin have long argued that voters are rationally irrational. They make uninformed political decisions because the cost of becoming educated is too high relative to the ability to produce change. Mm-hmm. A well-informed voter still only gets one vote. The fact that people are perfectly willing to forego money in order to avoid the mental anguish that comes with processing new information fits well within a framework of rational irrationality. If there's a policy consequence here, perhaps it is this: the bipartisan, decades-old effort to make the American government bigger and more powerful is placing a great deal of unwarranted trust in the collective wisdom of voters who, like children, prefer to place their hands over their ears and yell, "Not listening."
Wait, I got something to say. Please. That kind of reminds me, like, you know, when you really think about it and how many people go to the polls, I think about this all the time. You know, I remember there's an argument a long, long time ago about, you know, people that aren't working shouldn't have the right to vote. But at the same time, I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter and I wasn't working at the time, like, that's really when I started digging and learning a lot more about politics, because I had all the time in the world on my hands. And then I started thinking, like, well, how do people that are working know enough to go out and cast an informed vote? Because if you're working 40 hours a week and you got a family and a wife and a kids and you're doing laundry and you're doing this and you're doing that, how do you possibly have the time to look at all of the candidates and their history and their propositions and research, you know, like which idea is better?
Or even to understand the issue from both sides. I mean, that's just not it.
Or understand, you're expecting people to understand that there's
the issue at all.
Multiple sides to an issue. Most people just say, oh, well, there's the
Republican
side.
I think voting is more
side.
Like a social event to half the people that do it.
Right.
It's like they just want to go for the sticker.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right
wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about selective exposure. Now, when you say it very slow like that, it sounds something dirty. But it no, it's not dirty at all. Selective exposure is when people wind up choosing what they read based on whether or not it is something they will agree with.
Yeah, it is being comfortable with ideas that agree with the ideas that you hold, the beliefs that you already hold. And I think it's a dangerous thing. I really think, I mean, God, let me go into an age thing again, but I remember back in the, you know,
back in my day,
60s, 70s, 80s, I know my dad, who was a staunch Republican, voted for an occasional Democrat. And my mom, you know, voted for Barry Goldwater in the day. You know what I mean? People were more willing to consider ideas that didn't just come from their party. And now, I got a couple ideas on that. Go ahead.
I'm not going to lie. I would scroll past any flat earther articles.
Well, there are limits to being open-minded.
Like, would you do the $3 and read a flat earther theory article?
I've done it for free. I have literally watched hours of documentaries
so
put out
have
by
I.
flat earthers.
So have I. I hate to admit that I've watched a lot of flat
earthers.
Because
you're like, that's minutes thing. Of my life I'm never getting back.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, I've got nothing else to do, and you're scrolling around on YouTube, and it's like, oh, let me watch this 25 billion reasons the earth is actually flat. And then the next thing you know, it's like 4 a.m. and
I never happened to me like that. I can barely take it. It usually takes me a couple sittings to get through any one of them but I find it almost like being an anthropologist. Like, I'm studying this unusual old, you know, ancient tribe and their beliefs.
That's how I feel about anything.
Anthropologist. We've got a story, not about necessarily an anthropologist, but a geologist, scientist guy, Chris. You've got that. And there's actually going to probably tonight be a segment, possibly two segments, on very strange lawsuits. One of them involving a guy that wants to chip away at some rocks. We'll tell you about that, but let's first go to the Skype. We've got Liberty Lobster calling in, I believe from Ohio, which is a long way away from the ocean. So I'm not sure how lobsters survive in Ohio, but Liberty Lobster, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Don't you guys know the Earth is a pyramid?
Works for me.
That's a new one. So is it a three-sided pyramid or a four-sided pyramid?
Oh, it's three-sided. Do you ever walk in a straight line and wonder why you get tired? You're actually climbing the pyramid.
I wonder, is it really five-sided then because you got the bottom two, or does that count?
Right.
Yeah, mind blown, man.
That's an extra side.
Okay, to my real topic. I was looking through the different jurisdictions in the world, and it seems like nearly every country, Japan, the United States, some European countries, the legal adult is between 18 and 20, but the medical adult is, I believe, 25. How do these people come up with the number 18 or 20 when apparently you have to be 25 to be fully developed?
Well, there are certain things at which, you know, adulthood starts somewhere between 12 to 16.
Like, what are you referring to? And that's the whole thing.
So there are some states where you can get married without parental consent as young as 12 years old, which means you can enter into a contract, which means that for certain purposes, you are considered a legal adult.
I get it, but I think Liberty Lobster is taking a different tact and actually saying what is a honest, true definition of adulthood when it seems to me like, okay, puberty's behind us, like there's no more of that going on.
I think adulthood isn't so much a number as it is like a mental capacity, like, you know, like...
I agree that the mental part of that is there, but I think there's probably a more accurate number that you could try to discern on average.
I know people that are 50 years old that aren't mature at all.
I get
it. Does that mean they're not adults?
But at what point has your body ceased growing? What point has... In most people,
your body ceases to grow it because your cells regenerate on average every 7 years.
I get that.
Which means that your body is technically, quote unquote, growing because you are growing new cells.
I would say an adult is someone that demonstrates a certain level of cognitive complexity, you know, and there's a certain, you know.
So how do you define that?
Adolescence. Have a certain, you know, naive way of thinking about things because they haven't yet had, you know, all of the life experiences, I guess.
Neither have I.
I know, you know people that are 70 that are kind of naive. That doesn't mean that they're still a child. Liberty Lobster, your thoughts?
My thoughts on the whole issue. It's kind of fun listening to you guys go back and forth. Well, I started thinking about this today because somebody had told me, you know, we were talking about the age of consent, for example, for like sex or relationships. And I was thinking to myself, who sets the standards? And in ancient times, didn't 13-year-olds start breeding?
Basically,
progressed.
Well, once people hit puberty, they would generally start, getting married and having children. It's widely believed that the Virgin Mary was probably 14 or 15 when she gave birth.
Go ahead.
No, please.
I'm gonna say that
Romeo
I think
and Juliet.
Regardless if there's a, you know, a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever year old giving birth, I think it's, we shouldn't necessarily condone it. I mean, we should preach, you know, principles like safe sex, you know, waiting, you know, because having a child, I can tell you as a single mother, like, it's not easy. And sex is no joke. And if you start encouraging people without educating them to engage in this kind of behavior, we're going to have kids raising kids. And that's something that's not going to benefit anybody.
We have kids raising kids.
And that's terrible. Like, it's really terrible. You know what I mean? Like, life is no joke. It's tough, right? There's enough kids out there that don't even have homes. There's you know, kids having kids being put up for adoption. You know, I think that regardless of what your position is on age of consent, I think we should all have some type of, you know, morality where we draw a line and we encourage good, responsible behavior.
But I think if I hear anything, it's that no two people could ever agree upon it. No two countries are ever going to agree upon it. And there's a million
states in the United States that agree upon it.
Exactly. And in some state, there's probably two towns that disagree with the state law. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I get that part, but I don't know if there's a more accurate way, if there is truly an accurate way, because you guys bring up great points. People mature at different ages. Your point, Daryl, people are always growing because we're regenerating new cells. Is there a point when most people have passed puberty? I know that varies widely. I mean, I was right. in school
are
with
you
a kid
an,
who...
Are you an athlete? Because females that are athletic, they wind up generally not hitting puberty until very late in their teen years, possibly early 20s.
Right. So I don't know. Go ahead.
So then the question is, if different people mature at different ages, why do we have laws setting one specific age? For example, you have to be 16 years old to drive a car. You have to
Louisiana, it's 15.
Really?
Yes.
Well, in most states, it's 16, and there are ages of, you know, you have to be 18 to own a gun. In my state, it's 16. I believe in all states, you have to be 21 to drink alcohol. Who's setting these standards?
Politicians.
No, yes. Society is setting them. It's not just politicians. People that vote for politicians, right? So you're actually free to do anything you want in the entire world. What you're not free is you're not free from consequences of your actions. So if you want to go and shoot up a mall, or if you want to go and I'm just hypothetically speaking, right? There's laws that says this is illegal, but people do it every day, right? Because at the end of the day,
hopefully not,
you decide whether or not you're going to abide by laws or not, and you do that, you know, knowing could be consequences.
Hold on,
right?
Liberty Lobster, I'm going to hold you over. The question is whether or not the laws are just. And why did somebody set the law at where they set it? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-3369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Beam Self-Reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to Liberty Lobster in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can save big time on things you were going to buy anyway from Amazon. Just go to saveatpurse.com. You can save 5% instantly. You can save up to 33%. Now, you might have to wait a little while longer to get those bigger savings. But I placed something on there a couple days ago at 19%, and the order got picked up within an hour and a half. That's right. What I did, put things in my Amazon wish list, imported that wish list into saveatpurse.com, selected that I wanted to save 19%. I funded the account with Bitcoin. And then 90 minutes later, I get an email that says someone has wound up picking up your order and the order is on its way to you. So I'm getting some health food products and I'm saving nearly 20% because I went to saveatpurse.com. Again, saveatpurse.com. You do need Bitcoin or other alternative virtual currencies to get these savings. Saveatpurse.com. Back to Liberty Lobster, who called in with, and I'm going to summarize the question of, what's the deal with, you know, different definitions of adult for different reasons across the world, and some things seem to be consistent. And you did mention healthcare is, you know, you're considered a quote-unquote child for the purposes of health insurance until your 26th birthday. And in the United States, that was done by Congress when they passed the Affordable Care Act, the PPACA. And this is something that I've often said, where people talk about, you know, the expanding life expectancy to where, in, you know, another 100 years, people are going to be living to be, you know, 200, 300, 400 years old. And I said, yeah, people aren't going to be any more productive because they'll just extend childhood. And we're already seeing that to some extent to where, again, life expectancy now is a good bit higher than it was 50 years ago. Childhood just got extended to 26 for certain purposes.
Yeah, but the question biologically, I don't think it's changed that much. But it has a little bit, and legally, it will continue to. I think biologically it'll change because, you know, there is no longer that need to be ready to, you know, be of a strength to go out and work in the fields or to hunt. by the time you're age 9 or 10.
Right. And, the,
and now we have a generation of
the,
sloths.
The board operator in Minneapolis with Genesis Communications, he sent a message that said 7, 14, and 21 were based upon page, squire, and knighthood in the medieval times.
Interesting.
What does that mean?
To so be a page, you can drink you were... beer at 21 because that's when you would become a knight, generally. You could get married at 14 because that's when you would become a squire. So you would start earning money and, you know, being able to provide for yourself, possibly a family.
And what at 7?
7 would be when you start learning. Start going to school, learning
interesting
stuff.
Hmm.
Any further thoughts, Lobster?
Yes, first of all, got to say, Thursday is the best day for Free Talk Live. Second, it makes me wonder, we were talking about drinking alcohol and such, that being something for 21, when in a lot of other countries, I believe, it's 18.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think to myself, okay, what is it hurt if, like, a 13-year-old, for example, has a beer? Isn't it up to the parents to determine whether or not their child has the mental capacity to have a beer?
And at one time, and again, we're going back to, like, medieval times, everybody drank beer because the water was not safe to drink on its own, so they would, you know, wind up having to do things to it. Well, we've got this beer that's got, like, 3% alcohol, so the beer had a lot lower alcohol in it, but everybody would drink beer.
See, this is kind of like what I was saying earlier when I gave my, like, extreme example of, like, blowing up a mall because people still do that. But, like, even with laws, like, you're not allowed to give, you know, children alcohol. But, yeah, I guarantee you that we all know someone that gave their 13, 14-year-old a beer or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, people are still free to do what they're going to do. It's just, you know, the law is there. It's just whether or not it's going to be enforced. And I personally believe that, like, you know, my daughter is my responsibility and no one else's. And as far as what I believe for things like age of consent or, you know, age of having a beer, like those are things that I as her parent will, you know, I'll protect her and try to guide her in the right direction.
God, I'm glad I had a son.
It gets down to some moral beliefs, too. A certain individual who shall not be named had said to me giving a, you know, shot of whiskey to a 15-year-old could be considered child abuse because they're just not able to handle it.
Legally, I believe the term is contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Probably
depending on the state. But, again, these are numbers that have come up in our own society. And if you go to Italy, if you go to France, or if you go to Germany, you're going to get a completely different society that
right.
feels completely differently about it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, I always had, like, a really, like, my mother growing up would never encourage me to go out and drink and stuff like that. But she also knew that if I was going to do it, I was going to do it anyway. And to always kind of have that open relationship where I could call her if I needed to. And I think I would encourage parents, even if you don't think you're, you know, 14, 15-year-olds old enough to have alcohol, but you're not there to supervise them all the time, know that there's a good chance they could end up, you know, engaging in that kind of behavior and to make sure that you have good communication with your children.
My dad always said, if you want to drink alcohol or do drugs, let me know. I'll buy it for you and I'll supervise to make sure that nothing goes wrong. And I was like, well, where's the fun in that?
Exactly.
You know, my mom was a goody too. She's like, gotta follow the law. But if you do decide to drink, Heather, call me. Don't drive drunk.
Liberty Lobster, thank you for the call. Let's go to Spence calling in from California. Spence, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, adults, because that's what we are right now.
We're all adults?
Apparently, if we can have a cognitive conversation, maybe that implies some adultery.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, what I'm wondering is I was just talking to someone recently about a light bulb. And this light bulb has been burning in Pennsylvania since the 1900s. And I'm wondering, why do they make planned obsolescence with these energies?
Well, part of that, and there are a couple of light bulbs, and I think the one in California that was invented by Thomas Edison recently burnt out. And the older light bulbs would wind up, you know, they last a lot longer if you never turn them off. So okay. that's the thing that you have to sort of look at.
Sort of stressing.
I'm so confused.
Do you want to wind up using more electricity to make the light bulb last longer, or would you rather be able to walk into the store, plop down $2, buy a light bulb, and then save money on your light bill?
That's very true, but are you a more pro Edison fan or the Tesla version? Have you heard of his supply of energy?
I didn't know that Tesla ever did anything with light bulbs.
Well, he's talking about energy in general. I'm no expert. I find the Tesla story, what I know of it, pretty fascinating. But if you want to share something, go ahead.
I'm definitely more a fan of Tesla than I was of Edison, but you asked about light bulbs, so I gave you my answer about light bulbs. Did Tesla make light bulbs?
I don't actually think Edison was the sole creator of the bulb. I think there was
correct. He wasn't.
He just gets a lot of credit.
Right. He wound up making an incandescent light bulb that could be basically commercially successful.
Correct.
And he went to the patent office with the patent application before other people went to the patent office with an application. So that's why he gets the credit.
Which is a very interesting world to live in.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why there's the joke of, if your Tesla winds up getting stolen, does it then become an Edison? Because, you know, Edison is known for having taken other people's stuff and then taking credit for it.
Well, let's start talking about Tesla more than Edison.
Okay. Go ahead. Start talking about Tesla more than Edison. You're the caller here.
Yeah, I was just saying a collective. I'm wondering if you're saying, I'm really sensing it, that a future of more supply of energy. We've got an abundance of it, and we're going to be able to distribute it evenly.
How do you think that's going to happen?
Oh, within our lifetime.
No, how do you think that's going to happen? You said distribute energy evenly.
Well, I think it's already there. It's just they're trying to figure out how to market it and how to commercialize it as well.
Well, and how do you get it to sub-Saharan Africa, small villages?
Spence, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.